Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
Breakdown! Hello there, I am Pictish Trail.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan.
And you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live at 93.2 FM. Let's fall in love with The Breakdown.
I've gotten used to feeling like I'm crazy or just lazy. Why can't I get off this floor, think straight anymore? Out on the street, I'm walking in a punishing heat. Nobody meets my eyes except woody sides and luxury designs. Every neon sign, every flashing light tries to fool you, get you on their side. Everybody swears they need you, and only you, to make the buy. You feel flattered to be wanted and you don't know why. It reminds me of that look in yours. Never
Welcome to The Breakdown. Weather station. Playing us in this afternoon. First, new music from the project fronted by... it is Tamara Lindemann. Humanhood is an album which is coming out in January, and that was Neon Signs, a single which was released just yesterday or the day before. It doesn't matter. It's very new, and it was the opening track from our show today. 5 minutes. Are you all right now with that, Steve?
I'm good with that, because that was excellent.
Okay. We didn't use that time to check your levels, did we?
We did.
Did you?
You said it looked fine.
No.
Does it not?
We've not.
Oh, those levels. Not my vocal levels. Mm. The musical levels.
The vocal levels.
I'd point it so it's about at, yeah.
Let's do that.
That'll be fine.
Throw caution to the wind there.
Deafen the listeners.
Busy, busy week. Tell us about it.
What, the week?
Yes.
They don't want to know what happened. Oh, musically. There's a lot of music out. There's a lot of music out, Joel. We missed a lot of albums by not doing the show last week. Blame Float Along for that.
Yeah. But we'll try to make up for it today.
We will definitely try and make up for it today.
Slutface coming up very soon.
Yes.
That's from last week.
That would have been last week's album of the week.
It would have been last week's album of the week, so we'll play you something from that. Also from last week, there was Dolores Forever, Lane 8. Well, sent this by a friend of the show, Isabella.
Okay.
And this album really grew on me throughout the week. Also, let's play something from the Sewer Cats, who were so... earlier on this week, their album Obnoxious. But then there's this week as well.
There is this week as well.
Big, big week.
Come Girl 8.
Come Girl 8, Wild Pink, Caribou, Show Me the Body. That was last week.
Church.
Orla Garland getting album of the week with a fantastic third record, I think. We should just get started here.
We should.
So I've already said that Slutface are coming up after this next one, but
yes.
I don't know what this next
one
is.
Oh, I'm going to do another one from an album that came out last week.
All right.
That we would have played if we were here. Shanda, who played in Sheffield earlier this year, supporting Broken Chanter and Mammoth Penguins, released, it says their debut album here, but I thought they'd been around for a while. They definitely played indie tracks. Indie tracks hasn't been a thing for quite a few years now. A debut album, Once Around This Friday, came out. And this from the album is called Gregor McGregor, and something from Slutface after this.
Thank you. Hey, this is Meishi Meishi, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
The year I turned 10, I couldn't fall asleep. Too many big problems only I could fix. Like, where do we go when we die? What happens when the lights go out? On Sunday, Jesus would fall down, crush me for thinking bad thoughts. I had all of the shame.
Slutface last week put out a very, very good album called Film Buff. It's kind of like a concept album, films all the way through. That was a track called I Confess, I guess. I think it's their third record. I think they're releasing albums in every 3 years. That pleased me.
That might be coincidence, not an aim.
I know, it's their fourth album. Okay. Fourth album. They were doing it every 3 years, and then their last one came out last year. They're touring around the UK at the moment. Do go and see them. They'll be very grateful. Before Slutface, we played something from... I've forgotten now.
You've forgotten, haven't you, already? Shanda and Gregor McGregor from their album Once Around.
All right. Album of the week. Difficult choice this week. So many big, big records. Did we mention... we'd mentioned Show Me the Body, didn't we?
We did.
There was a couple of other ones that we didn't mention, and I've forgotten them now.
Halfwave album was out.
Oh, yeah, Public Service Broadcaster.
Of course.
Well. Yeah.
And the Hard Quartet.
Dawn Richards and Spencer Czar. But we've gone with Orla Gotland.
We have.
I think it's her third record now. No, second actually, follow-up to A Woman on the Internet in 2021. And this is an album which has really, really impressed me. Listened to it two times already today. And we're going to play two songs from it. Which one are we starting with?
We're starting with The Sound of Letting Go.
Let's do that. Let's go in straight into something else afterwards as well.
If you wanted to, it's laid out right in front of you. I could take over it all, maybe. Dog eat dog world, baby. It feels mad trying the same damn thing over and over. And take my hand, you know I'm your girl, but I'm impatient and cynical. See every feeling written on your face. Boy, put your foot on the brake. Paint a picture in your mind of us in a cage. Then take it away. That's the sound of letting go. When bad as it feels so good. That's the sound of letting go. All you hear it. I can't change you, can't change me, can't change anything. So I guess I gotta let it go. That's the sound of letting go. Sometimes I sit down and I wonder, have I turned into a monster? Oh, it feels mad doing the same damn thing over and over. And take my hand, it all becomes clear. I've been playing God, I wanted to be the one to control you. How you look, how you act, what do you think about that? That's the sound of letting go. And man, does it feel so good. That's the sound of letting go. What do you hear? I can't change you, can't change me, can't change anything. So I guess I gotta let it go. That's the sound of letting go. That's the sound of letting go. And man, does it feel so good. Silence on the telephone. Oh, do you hear it? I can't change you, can't change me, can't change anything. So I guess I gotta let it go. That's the sound of letting go.
You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
The market is flooded with people like me, in a passenger van with a pine-scented tree, who cannot do a kickflip and are not on TV, and who aren't really vegan or cruelty-free. Now nature is scenic, the views are serene. Now nature is dusty and rumors are true, and we love dust because it is so cool. So of course we can't wait to be it. Dust, I mean, not cool.
We are living the dream in a room full of flies, and we look out of place in a space out of time. There's a buzz in our heads and the insects replied, we were doing a bit for our whole freaking life. We are living the dream in a room full of flies, but now we have to leave, cause they gave us the light. There is chocolate and cheese, there are too many guys. We are living the dream in a room full of flies.
The market is flooded with people like me, and our value is plummeting, now we're worthless and free. The poem's out of order, the colors start to bleed, the money isn't vegan or cruelty free. The market is flooded with people like me, who sacrificed our common sense for grudges of no consequence. We walked out of the library with two copies of meat, then we posted on IG and shoplifted in solidarity.
We are living the dream in a room full of flies, and we look out
a place in a space out of time. There's a buzz in our heads, and the insects replied, we were doing a bit for our whole frickin' life. We are living the dream in a room full of flies, but now we have to leave, cause they gave us the light. There is chocolate and cheese, there are too many guys. We are living the dream in a room full of flies.
Do you think
11 out of 10 in spoles?
Yeah, absolutely. Cheek face.
What's it?
Yeah, they get a free pass. Yeah, get a play for whatever they release now. That featured Jeff Rosenstock on baritone sax.
Okay.
Yes,
he gets around.
He does. That's called Flies. Just a brand new standalone single from them, but I believe there's an album in the works.
It was Oil Gartland before with something from this week's album of the week. Everybody needs a hero, and from it you heard Sound of Letting Go. She's got a small tour at the moment. I know she's playing in. What are they called? Rough trades.
They're called record shops.
Record shops, but I think she's doing a signing and a gig as well. So she's playing in Nottingham tomorrow. I think she's got Bristol and Brighton as well coming up.
I think she might be doing live at Leeds as well, but then lots of people are doing that.
Yeah. No doubt there'll be a big tour because the album is big noise. I'm going to play something now from someone who's got a fine line in artwork here. How would you describe that, Steve?
Disturbing.
So Grumpy is Heaven Schmidt. We've played her once before. She's got an album, an EP coming out very soon called The Wolfed EP. And this is a song from it, which came out this week. Did I put it to the bottom of the list? I did have it, though, didn't I? Because I saw it there, Flower. It's got some lovely lyrics here about how you should not expect things to last forever, but also that's okay because things change. And people grow.
They do.
And yeah. That's that.
That's fine.
Lovely. Lovely. We'll do this, probably something else quick as well, before a treble seven.
Oh, how I wonder what you're doing now. I search for you. Oh, I just think you're so smart, and you are. You're capable of anything that you want. You're a light in the world and an asset to your community. Sometimes I think of you so hard, I wonder if you. Alone, so I sprinkle pollen and leave specks of you wherever I go. But I always knew that the flower would die. I know better than to expect eternal life from.
this is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Be honest with yourself, or be a slave, you have the problem. I'm telling you, my friend, cause those demons have no real power over you. But you've got to choose, cause all it takes is just the one. And then you wake those demons, and those demons are horrifically strong. Demons are horrifically strong. Been there, done it, seen it all. Got the bronze medal for trying, but I just keep on lying to myself. My friends and family didn't say I was a monster trees. Already lost my soul and my rapidly declining. Didn't say a word to monster trees. Already lost my soul and my rapidly declining dignity. Rapidly declining dignity. Rapidly declining dignity. Rapidly declining dignity. Building up again, and your wallet's lighter. I know you by your first name and probably agony, but was it matter? Cause where's your dignity? Your rapidly declining dignity. Where's your dignity? Your rapidly declining dignity. Where's your dignity? Your rapidly declining dignity.
Joe. That was the first new artist of this afternoon's show. Did you have something more important to say then?
No, I didn't. Oh. I'm shocked. The first? The okay. first. All right, who was it?
They were Wonk Unit.
That's a great name.
They are a band from Croydon. They've been a band since 2005, by the looks of things. They've announced a new album. Good. Glad to hear it. I think it's coming out in December. That was a song called Rapidly Declining Dignity. And they're also playing in Sheffield in December at Sydney Matilda.
Wonk Unit.
Brilliant. Wonk Unit.
Brilliant. I'm going to do treble seven now. I'm just going to start it off with something from Honeymoon. Crush is a single which is standalone at the moment. They had an album out last year, Sorry Like You Mean It, very good record. So don't know if this is a precursor for a quick fire follow-up or if it's just something they want out there in the world. I know I've got to be good on the faders for this.
You have, yeah. Let's start. A bit nervous about this.
Let's start.
Yourself to my photos, your photos, they send me somewhere I don't know. It's so much fun to not know what the hell. Fun for this whore. I'm a lucky girl.
Thank you.
That was the Sewer Cats, who brought their obnoxious tour to Sheffield earlier this week, Sydney Matildas. They played a great set, supported by Serial Chiller, put on by Earwig Records. No, Earwig Promotions. They are ones to watch, I think. But their album came out 2 weeks ago, actually, Obnoxious, and that from it was 90 Seconds to Midnight. Only two of them on the stage. This fella here almost went through the floor, jumping, and she...
Yeah.
Hella pipes and the drumming and the drummy things. She did that. Whoa.
Singing drummers.
Really good. Really,
was this
really
in the small room or the basement?
It was in the small room. Small room. Yeah, between Honeymoon and the Sewer Cats was Evie, who we have played before.
We have.
Something called Nourish. Not sure if it's from an album or anything, but I'll admit it was 1 minute and 53 seconds, and that may have played a part in it getting played. But it was rather lovely. I'm done now. You take over.
Did you say what the first one was?
I did. I said it was Honeymoon. It was...
Oh, you announced it before, didn't you?
Crush, yeah, but I can do it again.
Breakdown Radio Edit.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm going to play one of the biggest songs I've got, because that's what happens after the treble song.
No, it has to be the biggest song you've got.
Yeah, but I'm not playing the second biggest, because I might not play the biggest.
Oh, you can't play the biggest. All right.
What? You didn't tell me it was a rule. I just realised you're wearing a Sewer Cats t-shirt.
No.
That's amazing. Yeah. Another Black Cats pastiche.
And look at that.
Black flag.
I believe,
I've got the Black Cats one.
I believe this cat is Lucille, who is the drummer's own cat.
Oh.
Yeah. I keep saying just the drummer, and it is Cass. Cass and Josh, the band. Yeah.
Yes.
£15. Lovely.
Joe likes a £15 t-shirt.
He does like a £15 t-shirt.
Something completely different now. So, Alice Bowman, played on the show quite a few times before, Swedish artist, has teamed up with Swedish award-winning film composer Irja Gmina. I might have butchered that pronunciation. But this is a standalone single, I believe, or part of a bigger project from Irja, possibly. Anyway, it's called Time to Walk Home, and it's lovely.
Appear. I want
Time to Walk Home from Alice Bowman and Iria Gemina.
That was very lovely. You didn't oversell that.
No.
We've got a double eight now.
We've
had a treble seven, and now we've got a double eight in the form of Come Girl 8, whose album came out yesterday.
The
Eighth Coming, yes. And Lane 8, who I was a new name to me earlier this week, sent through to me by a friend of the show, Isabella. This is a fifth full-length album by the Denver-based DJ-producer Daniel Goldstein. And do you know what? This album, I put it on after I finished work. I thought, this is quite nice. This is all right. It's all right. And then towards the end, it really gets going. And I thought, absolutely. Probably would have played a longer track if we had time, but we don't. But I'm going to play you this. Features Casablanca on backing vocals. I think we've played something by her before.
I don't recognise that name, but I'll tell you a word for it.
But this track is called You. So we'll do this first and then Come Girl 8. Do we know which track from?
Yeah, Something New.
You and then Something New.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It was meant to be.
I'm not afraid to This is Jess from Peanuts, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Double eight.
Come Girl 8 First, who are playing in Sheffield on the 6th of December, something from their
first. I was just trying to find the date for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Was that in your head?
It's in my head now.
Yeah, all in your head.
It's in my head. With something new.
Something new from the album The Eighth Coming.
And Lane 8 Before, a first play on the show. Childish was the album last week, the fifth by the producer, who goes under the name Daniel. And that was a track called You, featuring Casablanca, who is not a female. I think. We're almost certain. Two more tracks to go in this hour, and we're going to go to something from an album out yesterday. Also, Public Service Broadcasting. Its latest is very on brand for them. Its feature is a story of Amelia Earhart's doomed flights. It's called The Last Flight. This song reminded me of a 90s Britpop classic to start with. Tell me what you think. It's called Monsoons. We'll be right back.
dawn comes up like thunder out of China across the bay.
Public service broadcasting. Monsoons from the last flight. They are touring in the winter. Check your local press for details, or the internet. That's what I've just done. One more song to go before the 4 o'clock classic. What have you got, Steve?
What have I got? I've got the second single from a forthcoming album from a French indie pop power pop band called Alvilda. I played them for the first time, I think it was 2 weeks ago when we were last here, actually. Album is called C'est déjà l'heure. And this is Chômage.
Well done.
This will take us right up to 4 o'clock, where we're going to have a classic inspired by your T-shirt.
The T-shirt I'm wearing today? Yes. Already mentioned.
Ça peut plus rien dire, j'ai pas de vrais soucis. Ça pourrait être pire. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard! The Night Train!
Sunday night at 9 p.m., it's the Night Train.
A non-stop musical journey.